Justin Fluke with you, joined by Coach Brady Jasper, talking Hiawatha girls basketball. The Lady Redhawks finish up the regular season 10-10 with four games here in the last week since we spoke. Two of those against Sabetha, Perry Lecompton and Royal Valley in there as well. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Tuesday, Coach. We were just talking. I mean, the positive is starting a few weeks late. I mean, you still got all 20 games in. I know you've lost three of these last four in this tight stretch, but obviously Sabetha and your second time against Sabetha last night was a competitive game. So maybe some improvement. You feel like your team's in a good spot here now heading into the postseason?
Yeah, we're okay heading into the postseason here. We played pretty well last night and played good at times during that stretch of games that you mentioned there. We were down at Royal Valley on Saturday afternoon and just kind of ran into a hot shooting Panther team that knocked us out of there in the second half. But we've done some things. We've continued to rebound the ball pretty well, and we've worked on reducing the number of turnovers. We were pretty good in that category last night. And 10-10 is what it is. It was kind of a middle-of-the-road campaign for us, but we're looking forward to Substate. We like our seed and our matchup, and we're just going to kind of try to hope to make the best of it.
The win in this stretch came against Perry Lecompton last Friday, 51-36. Claire Lindstrom had 18 points in that game. And one thing I noticed a couple games, I don't know about your last one or two, Coach, but it seemed like the three ball was kind of starting to come around a little bit more consistently for your club.
Yeah, well, we did. We had a game there a couple games ago where we did make seven. And on a night like that, that would help us. We need a little support from the offensive end to help us defensively and take some of the pressure off trying to get a stop every single trip down. So if the shots go in from the outside, that certainly does help. They kind of abandoned us again last night a little bit. We could have used a few more shots to fall. I think we were 4-for-18 from the three-point line last night against the Bethesda zone, and that's kind of how they distanced themselves from us. But overall, that's kind of been the theme for the year.
You mentioned Substate and liking the matchup. It'll be a third meeting against Chef West. Always tough to play a team three times, and you've had a couple fairly competitive battles against them. So what do you do with the rest of this week, having a little extra time to catch your breath and kind of regroup and go back into facing the Tigers for a third time next Monday in Meriden?
Well, it'll be tough to play Chef West. I'm not thrilled with the matchup because I think they're a really good team and a well-coached team, and if they have a lead late, they're definitely a hard team to handle. But we're familiar with their personnel, and we kind of know how they like to play. We've played them twice already this year, as you mentioned. And what we would do with the rest of our week would be just make sure that we have two back-to-back days of practice, which we probably haven't had in 2021. So we'll take two back-to-back days of practice and make sure that we're a little different version of ourselves than what they saw last time when we went down there. We had add a couple little wrinkles or modify something to keep something fresh so we can be at our best when we go down there on Monday.
Well, best of luck in Substate. We'll be there to broadcast the games next week, Coach. Appreciate your time, as always.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Brady Jasper, head coach of the Hiawatha Girls. We'll talk Red Hawk Boys Hoops after this timeout.